Welcome to this multimedia presentation called Experience Vrindavan. It's a simple meditational slideshow. Whenever we sing, please sing along with us. It is our purpose this evening to come close to Krishna. We will start with Giri Govardhan, because now the Govardhan retreat is approaching, and then go through different parts of Vrindavan. This is Krishna on the day of his marriage to Tulsi. You can see he is all in the marriage situation.
Deyadadhe Deya Krishna Deya Vrindava
Start our journey at the sacred mountain Giriraj. This is the Apsara Kund, and the idea is that we will make now a Govardhan Parikrama. We will walk around Giriraj and visit the Govardhan retreat of last year.
Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha Sri Govinda Gopinatha Konda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahava
On our Govardhan retreat, it's not only that devotees in the human body are listening, even monkeys and snakes and nilgiris and apsaras are there.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hey, hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Resting after the 64 rounds day. Once Puri Jam Prabhu told me a story. He was chanting under one of these trees. But he was disturbed by two parrots who with great noise seemed to always fly towards the tree and then fly away and then again start an attack flight towards the tree. So finally he got up and went somewhere else to continue chanting his rounds where it was not so disturbed. And as he went away, the parrots also went away. And he saw a big black snake falling out from the crown of the tree down to the place where he was sitting and making a noise in utter frustration. Burijan has escaped me. And so the parrots had protected Burijan Prabhu. When you are disturbed in Vrindavan, sometimes think, what is Krishna's arrangement? Maybe he protects me from something. This little squirrel was crawling all over me, and I was just continuing my discussion with it. And then he was very happy. We ate from the same plate. It was on Madhva Muni's and Kishori's wedding, where even the animals became friends of the human beings. Now we want to show you an aspect of our retreats which we feel is very important. Leelas. or dramas which evoke feelings for Krishna. This is an ancient tradition in Braj. You see them all over. But what is new is when the Westerners play it. Here is one of our longtime actors, Satya, acting out the story of Ras Khan, the Muslim minister who had an unnatural attraction to boys and heard about the most beautiful boy and then fell in love with him from the descriptions and started to look all over Vrindavan for Nanda Nandana Krishna. That's Ras Khan. Nanda Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
When the sun sets in the horizon, a very special time in Braj starts, and I think today in Teya Kadamba we all felt this magic of the Uttara Ghosht, the time when Krishna comes home with his cows. The whole theme in Vrindavan is, where is Krishna? Where is the son of Nanda Maharaj? So, when the sun sets, all the Brijbasis and the devotees meet together, like we are now doing, trying to remember Krishna. They talk, or they go to their bhajan kutiyas and just chant, like this devotee who lives in a very simple cottage. And often they sing. And as the stars begin to glimmer like now, they put on candles and different lights to worship Krishna in their homes. This is the town of Vasana without a power cut. You can see this offering a light to Krishna, talking about Krishna, bringing Krishna into the memory is especially done in the month of Kartik, but also for the Brijbasis every night. Just come before an altar, sing, 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 and go to bed and sing, sing, sing in their dreams. Some devotees also come together for the Brajmanda Parikrama. This is the Brajmanda Parikrama of a very friendly Baba, a very influential Baba, Ramesh Baba. 10,000 people come with him. And here he explains about Kirtan and then leads everyone in dancing of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You can see some pictures. This coming together in the evening with Kirtan is really the spiritual culture of the Vaishnavas. Now, we wish to go with you to the most sacred of all places, Radha Kund. We will start our little parikrama at Kusum Sarova. In Kusum Sarova, we will visit a little temple. We will offer our light. You might like to join us in offering the light to the deities by doing it in your mind. And then we will proceed to Radha Kund. And you will see some very mystical photos of Radha Kund.
Te radhe, te radhe, te radhe, Krishna Jai Sri Krishna. You can offer your own light. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe.
Once a jackal came to Radha Kund. This jackal was so much ill that when he came to Radha Kund after a long journey, he died out of excitement and just fell down dead on the parikram path around Radha Kund. At that time, Lalita and Vishakha took Srimati Radharani on a walk around her beloved Kund, and Radha's feet somehow touched the dead jackal. Radha, who's very shy and was covered with her zari, could not see you and asked, who is this? Is this one of my servants? Lalita looked and said, no, that's a dead jackal. But Radha said, because I spoke about my servant in relationship to this dead jackal, and my words can never be untrue. May this jackal become my servant. Anyone who takes shelter, even unconsciously, at my lotus feet will be delivered by my mercy. So devotees who have faith in this story have gone to Radhakund, have thrown themselves on the ground and hope that Radharani will pass by just at that moment and bless them to become an eternal servant of Srimati Radharani. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Si Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, oh ho. Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. On our little journey, we have approached Vasana Dham, where we are now staying. You will see some familiar sights. The Sriji Mandir. It's very, very nice to go to the Sriji Mandir for the Mangal Aarti, as some of you are doing, and afterwards stay a little bit as the sun rises and chant you're around in this very peaceful atmosphere. This staircase, which goes down or up as you wish, is a very special staircase. Early in the morning at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, it's full with devotees of Krishna who wait. Devotees of Radharani who wait for the doors to open. I find this very symbolic, that we all actually wait before the temple of our Lord until He chooses to open the doors and then give His darshan. For some of us, it might be a long climb on the staircase to the palace of Radharani. But wherever we are, and no matter how many steps lie before us, by the mercy of Radharani, it will be very, very easy. Once Prabhupada said, with initiation, we are only 1 meter away from the kingdom of God. Now we have to only bridge that gap. When I was in Vasana last year, I was staying in one temple and came down and met my friend Radhanath Maharaj chanting. We talked and talked and talked, and after some time he said, I have brought a few devotees, very few devotees with me. Could you please give a lecture to them? And I said, all right, I have an idea what few devotees means in your category. Here are his few devotees. Very few, very little group. And this is, of course, the Krishna Kund in Gevavan, where I told the devotees the story why this forest is called Gevavan. Geva is actually a sweet composed of cooked down milk, nuts and fruits. So it's milky, nutty and fruity. Very tasty. It is given traditionally to the Brijbasi daughters by their parents when the month of Kartik is completed. For this 1 month, the daughters are allowed to leave the house of their husbands and live with their parents. And Srimati Radharani also went from what she considered to be a prison, Yavatgram, and came to Vasana, where she could always meet Krishna in the many caves of the mountain and the kunj of the forest. When that month came to a final end, her parents gave her a goodbye sweet, the Geva sweet, which is milky, nutty and fruity, in big quantities, because this King Vrishabhanu is not a poor man. Radharani went home to Yavat. That last time she went through the forest thinking, oh, when will I be again together with Krishna without any problem, dancing in the forests, walking in the forests of Vasana. Just at that moment, Krishna stepped out of the forest. Something funny will happen. And he said, do you have some Geva sweets? I like that milky, nutty and fruity taste. So Radharani said, here, my dear Lord, I have these goodbye sweets. Let us eat them, said Krishna. And they ate many sweets. Then they took the cloth which were given by the king of Vrishabhanupur of Vasana, and they decorated the forest, a throne, they danced and they sat. And finally Radharani had to take this lonely path to go to Yavat. She was already highly expected by Yatila. Did you bring many Geva sweets? Oh, said Radharani, only very little and very little cloth. Oh, said Yatila. This was a problem. Next morning, She would meet all the village ladies and engage in village gossip. And the only subject was, how much did your daughter bring home? So Radharani, the daughter of the king, brought a little quantity of sweets and little quantity of clothes. That was a scandal for Yatila, and she immediately knew that was Krishna. He must have stolen everything. So she said, Krishna, that rake has most probably eaten all your Geva sweets. Radharani was putting her head down and thinking, oh no, already on the first evening this torture starts. Mm. In the late evening, Abhimanyu came and Yatila said, do you know what? Radha came home with a little quantity of Geva sweets and a little quantity of cloth. Krishna had stolen everything. Abhimanyu said, you are always making these rumors. Let us look in the godown, what Radharani actually placed in the godown. So as Abhimanyu opened the door to the godown, a whole flood of Geva sweets just rolled down on him. And cloth was rolling down because Krishna had personally filled the godown of Yatila and Abhimanyu in Yavat to protect the honor of Radharani. So the point of this very, very short but very endearing little leela is, if we give to Krishna, we will never be empty-handed. So this leela took place here in this Geva van, and this is called the Geva Kund. Only the uninitiated call it the Krishna Kund. I mean, every Kund in Vrindavan you call the Krishna Kund if you don't know the name, and you're always right. It's everything is always the Krishna Kund here. But very specifically, this is the Geva Kund, where this pastime with Krishna took everything from his devotee to return everything in double quantity. This took place. Huh? So we will continue. Here in this bank of the Geva Kund is also a nice pastime taking place, a daily pastime. Devotees go there in the evening after the month of Kartik and they dance. We will see soon some pictures, but before I want to show you the pictures where we stayed last Kartik. That was in the Man Mandir, where Burijan Prabhu visited us also. There are 256 steps going upwards. Madhva Muni, who is very expert in numbers, has counted them. And right from Man Mandir, you can walk this little path to the Sriji Mandir, which we did many mornings for. I always like these pictures of the path because our life should be like such a path which brings us to the temple of Radha and Krishna. So the sun sets over Man Mandir and we will walk now a little through Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is how the paths of Vrindavan look. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We have visited a school, and now we will conclude our little journey by visiting Vrindavan town itself. We will start at the Madan Mohan Mandir, and these pictures were taken in the month of Kartik, when an influx of 70,000 pilgrims comes to Vrindavan and fills up the town. At that time,
everything sings and dances, even the monkeys in the air. Some sadhus have developed interesting architectural models just for the month of Kartik. You might find Purijan Prabhu and myself in one of these huts. Actually, Vrindavan, especially during the month of Kartik, but also at any other time, is the town of absorption. My dear devotees, if you want to become Krishna conscious, you need to take the road of absorption. See this devotee who is reading all the sadhus and saints of the past whose holy footsteps we worship. We should follow in their footsteps. Everywhere you will find the most beautiful deities. Shri Shri Radha Raman Ji Ki Jai. You need to turn your head a little bit to the left side. Krishna's not so easy to see. This is the deity of Lord Shiva in Ashesha Mahavan. You know where we heard the, where we saw the drama, waiting in the forest that his darshan opportunity would arise, and the gopis came and caught him. It's very purifying to look in some of the faces of the Brijbasis, isn't it? Look at this face, a person who has walked his life the road of faith. And look how much light is in his face. When Krishna is in the heart, the Krishna sun will illuminate from your heart, even if you lose your teeth. There is an old story about one devotee who used to do Yaru Seva or sweeping Nikunyavan. One day he found a golden bracelet under one of the trees and understood Radharani has danced here. In this forest, Nikunyavan, no one is allowed, no male person, during the night, because Radha and Krishna still dance there today, and Radha loses her ankle belt sometimes. I have heard that some sadhus have tried to stay in the night in this forest, but they saw something which made them speechless and mad. Some of them even died. One sadhu 50 years ago came alive out of this forest where any person is forbidden, and he stayed 6 years in a trance-like state, only chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And after 6 years, he began to speak. His name is Kishori Baba, a very exalted sadhu who then lifted Radhakund. The many. So don't try to look over the fence of Nikunyavan. It's very dangerous. Vrindavan without cows is not thinkable. Now we have a Protect the Cows project. These photos are taken from this project. Hare Krishna. We have put this photo to give pleasure to Burijan Prabhu, who likes cow photos. They have a natural beauty, isn't it? I think that is placed there. So we will. There are five places where you can get very quickly bhakti in Braj, and one is at the bank of the Yamuna. So we will go now at the bank of the Yamuna and chant a little bit, and then visit the Krishna Balaram temple. Bank of the Yamuna can give you love of Godhead, Purnamasi, Vrinda Devi or Tulsi Devi, Gopeshwara Mahadev, and the dust of Vrindavan. They can give you love to Krishna. And Girigash Govardhan, and Vasanadam, and Teyakadamba, and soon you have every place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All our bodies, everything we have in this world, will leave us one day. At that time, it will become cold. We will move through this dead body looking for shelter somewhere. But there is none. We will have to exit. Somewhere in all this confusion, the boat will be there, our boat, and it will bring us away from all we love. It will bring us to an uncertain destination. But those who have made their heart full with Vrindavan, full with Krishna, full with the holy name, will find a beautiful boat which will bring them for sure over the ocean of birth and death. And they will wake up in the eternal Vrindavan. So let's prepare. Let us not be an illusion that we will not look like this old lady one day, that we won't go through the tunnel, the nadis. We all will have to face that cold fog of an unknown destination. But if we are prepared in Krishna consciousness, we will go back to the eternal Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh!
kitna, 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 hare, hare, hare Rama, hare Rama, Rama Rama, hare, hare.
Oh.
Radha Damo Dada Radha Damo Dada Radhe Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribar, 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 Haribar.
Hare Krishna. So our journey started at Giriraj Govardhan, and we were going through a few aspects of Vrindavan life. I really thank you for looking at this. I hope this humble offering has satisfied your heart and your mind. Now we have completed our Japa retreat. Tomorrow we will all meet again at 7 o'clock. We thought, let the boys and girls sleep. But please don't forget everything. At 7 o'clock we will start with the program, question and answers. And also we will have some little recommendations from all of us facilitators, how you can make best use of your retreat, how you can take it home and use it to bring a little bit more Vrindavan into your daily life. Thank you so much for coming. Really, as Burijan Prabhu expressed when he said thank you to all of you, we are, as the facilitators, most probably benefiting very, very much by seeing your example and how serious you take these retreats. I'm very pleased, and I hope we can start a retreat culture. And we are already discussing between us about different types of retreat, like a Krishna Katha retreat, where we just hear very qualified Krishna Katha and without a shadow of a doubt become lovers of Krishna, or Kirtan retreat, which we want to create. I actually want to invite all of you to come to the first Kirtan retreat, which we personally organize. It's in the summer, and it's on an island in the blue Adriatic Sea. You need a ship to come to us. So that is very, very wonderful. And there will be informations on this Kirtan retreat. If you contact Banu Nandini, she is the main organizer of this particular Kirtan retreat. For more, then you can come on. Please come for next Japa retreat. Most probably it will take a place in Vasana or Vashana or another idyllic place. I think we have now a Teerkadamba Baba, Mataji Teerkadamba Baba amongst us. Maybe she will bring us all to Teerkadamba and we will sleep under the trees there. All right, let us end everything here. But tomorrow we say goodbye. Don't worry. Don't cry. Tomorrow we say goodbye. We have a very interesting session, question and answers, and taking the retreat home tomorrow. So for now, I wish you a good night.